Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Ruth Wallisoff.
Beautiful.
And we're going to be going to our next guest, who is Diane Ficalaro. And Diane, we're going to be talking in reference to holiday cooking, which is, at this time of year, everybody gets so stressed. What am I making? Who can eat what? Who's a vegetarian? Who has to watch diabetes? Yet, some things can done. There's general things that can basically be done. Good morning, Diane, and thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, and it's my pleasure.
Great. We'll start off with some basic tips for somebody getting ready to stress about Christmas cooking, Hanukkah cooking, and New Year's Eve preparation, etc. I myself like to cook, and I don't consider it a big deal, but I go to people, and it's like they start a month before.
Well, you have to. Honestly, the best way to be stress-free is to understand who you're cooking for. So make your list, get people into the categories of what they do eat as far as vegetarians, diabetics, such, so on and so forth. And then the next step would be to plan a menu and then your shopping list. So what you want to do is you don't want to overbuy, and you want to buy the things that you need so you don't have to keep going back and forth to the store. One good way to do it is to try to put like components together in your meals so you don't have to also buy a whole lot of different components.
Okay. Is it now, I mean, I look at things a little differently. If you have a table of 10 people, okay, and I know Ruth is a diabetic.
Yes.
But is it the host's obligation to concern themselves with one diabetic? Or, and I'm not being, you know, rude to Ruth, or is it that person's to say, listen, I'm going to have a little something before, because why should I interfere with what Diane wants to put on the table?
Well, I agree to that as well, but I still think there should be something for them to choose.
Okay.
I agree with you, Diane.
Yeah, because you're hungry.
You do not agree with me?
I do agree with you.
Oh, I feel that, you know, you're not going to make a total meal for a diabetic and a complete meal for someone who's a vegetarian. I mean, basically, a diabetic's diet is very similar to that of a vegetarian. So,
right.
I mean, there's so many different things that you can incorporate. Beans, you can incorporate grains and wheat. I mean, vegetables.
Can you give an example of grains?
Grains like barley, quinoa. You got. You could use any kinds of rice mixtures, lentils, beans.
Okay, I mean, thank you.
There's so many delicious combinations that you could put in them just by using a simple vinaigrette and a ton of herbs, and you could throw nuts in there. I mean, that's for everyone. That dish would be for everyone that has a problem, honestly, because it's very low in sugar and it's very healthy and it's high in fiber, which is what you want to do on a holiday. You want to eat a lot of fiber so everything continues the day after.
And now, in reference to, I mean, I personally am a vegan. So that's why
I remember that from last time, from our turkey talk.
Right, and I bring it up because I don't expect anybody to go out of their way, but like that kind of a dish that you're just talking about is a staple that anybody can eat.
Right.
And you've taken care of a diabetic, you've taken care of a vegan, you've taken care of the person, so there's something on the table with a salad alongside it, you're fine.
Right, and I mean, I wouldn't go and spend days looking online for recipes for this one and that one, but you should have something for them. Like, when you're having, a lot of vegans don't eat cheese as well.
Right.
And the fat, a lot of people can't eat fat, so you want to kind of, you know, have something with no or low fat in it. But what I like to do, I mean, is just like when you're putting out appetizers. So many people have hearty appetites on appetizers. That's your best point at that time to introduce something stable, something that'll fill everyone up, and you really don't have to worry about the dinner, honestly, because everyone's full by the time dinner comes.
That's a good point. And actually, when you go to some of these weddings, and the cocktail hour is where I eat the most, because you can look at it, you say, no, get me some more mushrooms, or I want some more of this, and I'm satisfied.
Can you mention some of the appetizers you would suggest?
Oh, I would suggest for a diabetic or in general?
In general, and also for a diabetic.
And for anyone else who doesn't want to have any other meats or... Now, John, do you eat cheese?
No.
Okay, see right there. So I would do like a stuffed mushroom for sure. You could stuff it with, now you have to be careful of, you don't want to put meat in it, but you could put rice, you could stuff it with lentils, you could stuff it with just plain breadcrumbs and a ton of herbs. You don't have to put cheese in that.
Can you mention some of the herbs you would use?
Oh, I would definitely use fresh flat leaf parsley, oregano, basil, garlic, lemon juice is always good, and if you want to put a splash of sherry in there, it wouldn't hurt anyone.
And it would be delicious.
Yeah. Well, you could use rice. Again, you could use rice. You could use any of the grains. You could use a pasta, an orzo pasta, which really works well in stuffed peppers, too. You could make, I know you don't eat the prosciutto, but John, but asparagus wrapped in prosciutto with a raspberry vinaigrette's very nice. Or you could just make them plain and have dipping. Definitely
right.
All the crudités. Definitely all the crudités with perhaps 3 dipping sauces that would complement each vegetable. Like, I love fresh radishes, Belgium endive, all the tomatoes, all the different colored, there's yellow tomatoes, red tomatoes, there's all the different colored peppers, there's the zucchinis.
Can I ask you something?
Sure.
Do the different colored tomatoes taste differently?
Some of them aren't as sweet. Sometimes the yellow aren't as sweet. But, yeah, they would be. Sure.
And their texture's a little different, too.
Yeah, but they're delicious.
They look beautiful. I mean,
I'm sure they look beautiful.
Change.
Right.
A really nice change. Because everyone's used to the ordinary. I know I like a really festive cheese ball is nice. But I know you don't. Some people, aren't into the fat and stuff like that. But actually, they're coming back. They were really popular in, like, the 60s, and now I see that they're starting to, like, refocus.
I agree. I've seen recipes for them, and they roll them in nuts dinner at the end or something. They're getting popular. I agree.
You could roll them in herbs. You could roll them in nuts. Mm-hmm. You could roll them in seeds, pumpkin seeds.
There are so many varieties.
Right.
Oh, and it really is. It travels well. So, you have to bring something.
So when you mention crudities, does that mean vegetables?
Yes, crudité is a raw vegetable with a dip. That's considered a crudité.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, what else is nice is I recently was in Italy, and they had a ton of bruschetta. Bruschetta every way. Bruschetta is a little toast that you make out of a baguette. And they had sausage on them. They had mushrooms on it. They had blue cheese, goat cheese, tomatoes. I mean, you could put anything on it, and they're so flavorful, and everyone likes them. They're quick. You pick it up. You could walk around with it. You could put any kind of a flavor on it, and it's a crowd pleaser. I mean, I definitely have to say that.
I'm agreeing 100%. And also, by doing that, I'm a believer in color. So
you
don't want everything with white cheese, say. You want the tomatoes. You want the peppers. When you look at a table, it has to invite you. And yeah, white pizza is delicious if you eat cheese, but you don't want a table of white pizza.
Yeah, true.
You know, that's very heavy as well. But also, for something very light and quick, one of my favorites is popcorn with truffle oil.
Really?
With what kind of oil?
Truffle.
Truffle oil. It's so delicious.
A mushroom. It's a mushroom oil.
It's savory. So you could pop some fresh corn, just drizzle some truffle oil on it, shake it up, put it in a big plastic bin, and just add some salt and black pepper to it. It's delicious. And you put it in a little bowl.
That's an interesting thing, because popcorn is a very popular treat.
Well, it's very satisfying, and again, you don't have to worry about, you know, nitpicking, like, will they eat this or won't they? I could guarantee you they'll eat that popcorn.
I think it sounds so delicious, and I'm sorry that you're not here with samples.
Oh, I am too. I am so sorry. I love coming there, especially for my holiday segment. I just had a little surgery yesterday, so I couldn't make it. That's the reason why I couldn't come today.
I see.
No, the most important thing is that you're feeling well. That's the most important thing.
Oh, it was such a wonderful success. I had such a wonderful experience with Northwell.
Good.
That's Northwell. Wonderful to hear.
Yeah, it was really, I had a great experience. I have a great surgeon.
Great. Well, we're going to do, Diane, we have to take a break, but hold on. And we'll be right back with some more ideas for the holidays. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.